You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You were laying sod, though. It sounds like you were laying sod, which is strange because you like cutting grass, you like doing that sort of landscaping,
yes.
But you don't actually like installing landscaping.
Cutting grass is not landscaping.
If you
landscaping.
Say so.
I've
never cut grass in my life. I have done quite a bit of landscaping. Now, I enjoy the landscaping portion, but I can't say I've ever used a lawnmower. Gotta be honest with you.
Put me on a tractor and
keeping
I'm in
it 100.
Heaven. Yeah, I mean, I'm good. I mean, just let me go.
I mean, it looks fun. Those, like, the riding lawnmowers. I've just never been on one.
This is nothing but push mowers and weed eaters right here at the old Fitz Casa in Dallas. But I love to cut grass. I can't stand planting things and digging holes and laying sod. Laying St. Aug is up there with go ahead and put cigarettes out of my eyeballs. And that's
really?
I can't stand it. So, I mean, you got my wife who's like, hey, we have a Rowan's senior party coming up in 3 weeks, and we have all these, you know, these dead spots in the yard, so we got to get this taken care of. I'm like, didn't I just prune these trees to get more sun in? Wasn't that going to take care of itself? No. Well, not in time for Sweet Roro's senior party, so therefore we're out laying sod today. There you go. Right
so
there.
So because your daughter is having a senior party because she's graduating from high school, you have to redo your lawn.
Yeah. Oh,
and it's funny because your wife's actually telling you to do that. So in my household, the way that things work, I see a lot of memes of on the internet. So I feel like this is a common problem where I'll be like, hey, hon, we're having company over like on Saturday. And then he'll go out and, you know, clean the garage, like something completely which I think is completely unhelpful. I'm like, or, you know, you could, I don't know, help in here, you know, cleaning something.
Where
but I feel like that's how men are, if I want to be sexist for a moment. I feel like that's how men are. What's funny is I feel like that's what you're doing, but your wife's actually encouraging it. Where your wife's like, hey, I have this party that I have to get ready for. And you're like, okay, I'll go lay some sod. But that's actually what she wants you to be doing in that scenario.
She's a bulldog out there, man. I mean, you know, like she's out there. It's to the point where she does now most of the landscaping because over 20 years of marriage, she has learned that if you want to really get me in an ornery mood, have me dig about 20 holes. And that's no bueno. Laying sod is right there with it. But, you know, there's certain battles, as you know, that are worth fighting. This ain't one of them. So that's what I was doing today.
I've laid sod before. I don't hate it. I've never been successful
hate
at keeping it alive. So that's the portion of the laying sod
that's
that I don't
part.
So much care for. I really like mulching. I've been known to do like extensive mulching, planting things, all that stuff. I don't mind. I don't mind digging the holes.
Nope.
I don't mind any of that. What I mind more is try to keep things alive. I'm not so in on this.
Because that's the waste
the
of money,
alive.
Right? I mean, never mind. We're going to get, you're going to get me really fired up and I'm going
to
get
know,
in trouble.
By the way, you can pay people to do these things. They are available. ESPN
that's
Radio
worse.
I mean, it's not worse, actually.
Nope.
There's certain things
nope.
in life that are worth the money. If you really hate it and you're able to afford it, give yourself that luxury and just suck it up and realize this ain't for me. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance.
If I get out there and sweat and do it myself, as much as I hate it, I hate even paying somebody else to do something that I am physically able to do.
That's odd. I have no problem paying people to do things that I absolutely hate doing. My mental sanity is worth it. ESPN Radio is presented by excuse me, now I'm coughing. The third, this is the fourth time I try to do this read. I swear it's going to be a charm. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so that you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. All right, we've got NFL win totals to discuss. ESPN bet, they put out their NFL win totals for this upcoming 2024 season. And there were some interesting ones. that stuck out to us more than the others. The ones that aren't interesting are like the, you know, 49ers and the Chiefs and the teams that you expect to be there. Frankly, even the Eagles. But let's talk about the ones that I think are a little bit more interesting. The New York Jets win total, Ian, 9.5. Would you take the over under? Are you surprised it's there?
Yeah, I would go under on this one because Aaron Rodgers, okay, that's why this thing is this high, because they're expecting Aaron Rodgers to be healthy. Well, you have an aging Tyron Smith at one tackle. You have an O-line that's been banged up. You know, and Tyron Smith hasn't played a full year since, what, 2015, I think, or 2016? Now, the Jets managed him like the Cowboys did last year, because he had a solid year for the Dallas Cowboys at left tackle last year, in his 12th year out of USC. But he only did walkthroughs. He didn't practice all week just to manage his knees and his back. So if I'm the Jets, I'm clearly implementing that same system. But this is about Aaron Rodgers staying healthy. And you know, that offensive line.
Behind no O-line.
Yeah, I'm not banking on that at all. So I'm with you. That one jumped out to me. And you mentioned some of the obvious win totals. In case you are curious, you know, the Niners and Chiefs and Ravens have the highest over-under win totals right now on ESPN, bat at 11.5. Then it's the Eagles, Lions, Cowboys, Bengals at 10.5. Whether you have to bet, you can bet over 10.5 wins or under 10.5 wins on these win totals. And the Bengals jumped out a little bit. They're expecting Joe Burrow in a very difficult AFC North to be healthy. That 10.5 was a big, big number.
That's a big number. That one stuck out at me. Amongst the large win totals, that was the only one, frankly, that I was a little bit like,
agreed.
Oh, okay. You know, there's a lot of expectation there, like you mentioned there, in a very difficult division. Nonetheless, a healthy Joe Burrow. It's not entirely crazy. The Aaron Rodgers component, though, for the 40-year-old quarterback versus Joe Cool, the Aaron Rodgers situation with the New York Jets, I'm with you. 9.5. I mean, the Miami Dolphins in the same division, my team, sitting at 9.5. As a Dolphins fan,
frankly, right.
I think that's fine. I think that's fine. Like, I have zero problem with 9.5. And then I saw the Jets were also sitting at 9.5, and now I'm offended. I'm offended.
I get that.
Right, like, how dare they? Right. The Jets absolutely should not have the same win total. I do not believe in the Jets looking at all like the expectation was before last season. It fell apart so dramatically, obviously, when Aaron Rodgers went down. But what that did was expose some of the problems there with the Jets beyond Aaron Rodgers. So even if he's healthy, there are still deficiencies there with that team. The Houston Texans are at 9.5, speaking
about right.
At 9.5. So are the Green Bay Packers. 9.5. But obviously with both of those teams, like, I think you and I both think that they're good, but it's still interesting. I mean, CJ Stroud,
young rosters, young quarterbacks. Yeah.
And the ESPN bets believe in those teams is what they're telling you.
Here's the one that really jumped out to me when our producer Terry Slajewski sent these over, and I obviously being a wagerer, I just jumped all over it, and I cannot believe this particular team. And this goes to show you why Caleb Williams is going to a remarkable situation. Because that Chicago Bears defense in the back half of the year, you can make the case they were one of, if not the best defense in the last 6-7 games of the season. I mean, and they've got not one but 2,000-yard receivers. Yeah, I mean, with Keenan Allen coming over from the Chargers, who is a remarkable
right.
pro, an exceptional leader, and DJ Moore on the other side.
Pickup.
Sound running game, good offensive line. The Bears with a rookie quarterback coming in, over under win total on ESPN bet, 8.5 wins.
I thought it was
damn.
High.
That is
whoa.
That's a big number, and that goes to show you what kind of a situation Caleb Williams, that's who I think it's going to be, even though Jaden Daniels wowed a lot of people at his pro day today at LSU. I get it, and you just turn the tape on. I don't care about pro days. You know, he is both those guys are remarkable, remarkable talents. But I do believe it's going to be Caleb Williams, and that win total right there from Vegas and ESPN bet tells you all you need to know about the complete team that is Chicago. Because guess what? There are a lot of people that they're a lot better than I think a lot of people think they are.
I guess. I'll believe it when I see it, right? I mean, on paper.
Heck,
it
they
looks
won seven
okay.
last
I
year.
Just, gosh, that's fine, but I also have no idea what that quarterback position is going to look like, and it seems pretty important. Now, I know you're a big believer in Caleb Williams, but I feel like we've got to – it's 8.5's a lot. 8.5's a lot.
It's
but
a
that would
number.
Be a huge – that would be a huge win there for Bears fans if they all of a sudden made that jump. You feel great if you end up hitting the over on 8.5. The Arizona Cardinals are sitting at 6.5. I think that surprised you.
Yeah, that one's a little high also.
You feel like that's a big number, 6.5 for Arizona, which I don't, honestly. I feel like,
it's like, huh. I feel
like that's fine.
That team is just a – I don't know. I mean, the quarterback situation, I mean, lack of playmakers, that was one where I'm like, I'm not going to play either side of it, but I thought that was a little high. And then the Denver Broncos at 5.5. That is
five
low, man. Wow. No.
So, and Sean Payton's Woo. Second year. Woo. I mean, the quarterback position is a little bit of a question mark there, but 5.5?
That's low. Damn.
That is low.
Oh, the Carolina Panthers are 4.5. That goes to show you how low that Denver number is.
Yeah. No kidding. And I think the Patriots, I don't have it in front of me. I think the Patriots are 4.5, aren't they?
Yep, they are.
I think those are the two lowest teams in the NFL. So those, again, the win totals posted by ESPN Bet. Coming up next here on Amber and Ian, opening day tomorrow. The action begins 3:05 p.m. Eastern. It is like a religious experience for Ian Fitzsimmons. We'll get into his affection for opening day. That is next on ESPN Radio.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So we had the Dodgers and Padres playing a couple games in South Korea last week. But tomorrow is when the real action begins. It is opening day. The action coming your way. 3:05 p.m. Eastern is when that opening day schedule gets going. And on ESPN Radio, you're going to want to tune into baseball's opening day as the reigning champs Rangers host the Cubs. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. There are a few things Ian Fitzsimmons likes more in life than opening day baseball.
Especially with my girls. So for years, Amber, we used to take the girls out of school, my wife and I, and go to opening day. And I told that story for the first time probably 8-9 years ago here on ESPN Radio, how, you know, it was opening day eve and can't wait to take my girls out of elementary school and head to the ballpark in Arlington and watch the Rangers. And back then I was covering the Rangers, you know, and whatnot. Or I just gotten off covering the Rangers, actually. But I loved it. I mean, there's nothing better than being at the yard on opening day. And we used to get annihilated on social media. How dare you take your kids out of school to go to a game?
What?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was insane.
Why?
And my mom had a great saying when we were growing up, and I use it to this day. Never let school get in the way of a quality education. And
no
that's
kidding.
I mean, that's those are memories that I will never forget. And my girls still talk about earlier today. They came home from school and go, "Dad, we're going to opening day." No, you're in high school now. It's a little different, right? You know, now you got life on the line. And no, we're not going to opening day. Plus tomorrow,
I'd still do it.
I know, but
especially for your senior,
this
she's
is
already
more
checked
my,
out.
my oldest, senioritis.
Yeah,
man.
It's
a night game, right? So the younger one is a freshman in high school now. I mean, that's tough going to school the next day, and I got to go up to the real reason. Here's the truth.
Yeah, this is the real reason. It's not for your
daughter's
benefit.
I got to go to Big 12 Conference Pro Day at
Which
the Star,
sense.
Right? At the Dallas Cowboys practice facility. And for NFL draft prep, which we'll have right here on ESPN Radio with Mike T, Chris Carlin, Chris Canty, Jordan Reed, and my sorry butt. But, yes, I got to go to Big 12 Conference Pro Day and work. So, and that goes from 8 a.m. to about 5 p.m., first pitch 6:30. So the real reason is dad has to work. But
yeah,
wasn't going to tell them that. So,
which it's a better reason than school. I got to be honest with you. And I'm one who... I was a good student, obviously, and all that. But at the same time, what I remember most in life isn't any – well, we know that. It took you like 7 years to get out of college. But, hey, you know what? You did it. So, hey, applause for Ian. He did it. And what's funny about this is I was a good student. I've got a doctorate degree. You took 7 years to get
Six
your
and
undergrad
a half.
Degree.
No, I mean,
and you know what
I
we're
appreciate
doing?
The extra
we're sitting,
half. Right.
We're sitting in the same gosh darn place, aren't we? Doing the same
really
gosh
are.
Darn thing.
Right.
So that's where education gets you kids. But the reality is, what I remember more in life than anything I learned in school, although certainly I do think education has importance, what I remember more than any of that is the million memories I have from my father taking me to every Gators football game throughout my entire life, which for my family, that was the thing. We're not a baseball family. We were a Gators football family. And those memories shaped quite literally everything about my future, because the only reason that I was so in love with sports and went into sports is because of those memories with my father.
That's awesome.
So you taking your girls to opening day is so much more important and maybe ends up shaping so much more about their lives than, frankly, any one thing that they learned on any given day in school.
They are sports junkies. I mean, you know, my youngest daughter, Marion, lives and bleeds purple and gold. I mean, I don't care what LSU sporting event it is, from football, men's basketball, women's basketball, gymnastics. You know, she's as a diehard LSU baseball fan, and they're good, by the way. But anyway, I mean, so to your point, yeah, I mean, taking them to as many games as possible and having that tradition for almost a decade of going to Rangers opening day was, I mean, it was awesome. My oldest daughter, Rowan, you give her any sporting event. I mean, she clued in yesterday the Sweet 16 is coming to Dallas. First thing she did, "Dad, we got tickets." Go use your babysitting money, kid. I mean, no, I got to work on Friday night. Ain't happening. No. What about the Elite Eight on Sunday? What? Stop. I mean, but yeah. I mean, to your point, taking them to games and especially opening day really shaped them. But when it comes to this particular Rangers team, mm-hmm. I have to vent for one moment because the Texas Bleeping Rangers have been to 3 World Series in the last 15 years. Let that sink in. And they are your reigning champs. The Texas Rangers.
That must be nice.
Yeah, I mean, in the middle of the back-to-back World Series many, many years ago, and then they hit a baseball ditch the size of the Grand Canyon after Ray Davis agreed with John Daniels, and JD and I, he's a great friend of mine, but Ray Davis, one of the owners, who has to be the public owner, agreed with John Daniels to run off a legend in Nolan Ryan, and that's when the baseball gods, you know, just said, you know what, you're going to baseball hell for a long time, and they did. And then J.D. moved on.
They got out of there,
though. They hired Chris Young, you know, a Dallas native, Highland Park legend, World Series champion. And he takes over as general manager. And boom. You know, they were like a 60-win team in 21. Then a 68-70-win type team in 22. And then last year it all came together. So who comes out of the darkness and wants to be front and center again like Jerry Jones of the Cowboys? Here comes Ray Bleepin' Davis, right? And Ray Davis, being the owner that he is and trying to be like Jerry Jones, took a page out of the Jerry Jones playbook. And, oh, wait a minute, you want credit and you want all this, and once you win, and now all of a sudden you're going to go cheap, as Jerry did many years ago, and you didn't sign Jordan Montgomery to a 1-year, $25 million contract. Your hoss last year, your lefty, innings-eating, postseason hero of a pitcher, you let him go to the Arizona Diamondbacks. So, congratulations, Ray Davis. You've hiked your leg on a World Series championship team. Why? Because you got cheap and you also wanted some credit. Well, take this credit. You should have signed Monty because you're going to need him. God, that felt good to say that.
Oh, there you go. You vented. I don't tend to have a ton of sympathy for you in this situation because, again, you just won a World Series. So, there's that. You've been to 3 of them in the last 15 years. I think that most of us would then take our owner getting like even a little cheap and not like super cheap. You know, like I lived through the Marlins, a fire sale after a World Series.
Good point.
A fire sale. You are complaining about a player and then getting cheap about a player. So my sympathy's waning a little bit for you. Coming up next year on ESPN Radio. The Suns are at the Nuggets. NBA action live right here on ESPN Radio.